Hi there, everyone. It's Madame Payne here to read you Chapter 19, Getting Squirrely. Jed woke up first. He padded stiffly over to the knothole to see what was what. He said softly. Well, fewer leaves were up in the trees, and a whole lot more were down on the ground. That was for sure. But the wintry storm had passed. It was an autumn beauty of a day, mild and sparkling. Denizens of the forest ventured from nook, burrow, and crevice. Birds sang. Jed called over his shoulder to and chakaw. He went and nudged them until they opened their eyes. Let's go, he said. The three of them crawled out from the hollow and hurried on their way. Half a mile back, the humans crawled out from their pickup truck. They breathed in the fresh air. They stretched and chatted and looked things over. Then they started up the racket. The friends traveled faster at the sound of it. No time for stories today. They stopped at intervals to try to warn local residents about the disaster coming their way. And there's a side note here. They shared the news selectively. They did not, for example, warn any creatures whose diet included small mammals, which was quite a large chunk of the woodland population, so their news spreading did not slow them down too much. But the story was too wild. No one had ever heard of such a thing. Don't we have enough things to worry about? Said a chipmunk. Do you have to make up new things? I'm just so glad that storm is over, said a hairy woodpecker. Hairy here is not an adjective. A hairy woodpecker is a species. I'm going to enjoy this beautiful day. It has to have a happy ending, said a squirrel. The happy ending is if you get out of the way, said. You have to move. How is that a happy ending? Said the squirrel. It's like talking to rocks, said Jed. I know, said. I think rocks might actually listen. It's still good to spread the word, said Chakaw. That way, when creatures hear the rumbling for themselves, they'll know what's going on. They'll have a better chance. By mid-morning, they reached the outskirts of the grove. Home. The branches no longer crisscrossed the buzz paths in random, unpredictable ways, but in patterns Jed and knew by heart. Here were the fragrant popple paths and the welcoming arms of the oaks. Here was the southbound limb of the ancient beech. Up ahead of them, familiar voices scolded and squeaked. From behind came the rumbling. That was familiar now, too. Faint and muffled, but ominous, it rose and fell. The three of them stood on the ancient beech limb and looked ahead. They looked behind. They looked at one another. So what do we do now? Said. Do we have a plan? Maybe the squirrels who know us will believe us, said Jed, but I'm not counting on it. Chakaw thought about this. Do we need them to believe us? She asked. Or do we just want them to move? We want them to move, said Jed, away from the buzz paths. We want to keep everyone together and safe and not afraid. Where can we all go? Asked. There are quite a lot of us. Chakaw spoke again. I think that wherever we go, we'll be more welcome if we show up with plenty of nuts. I think that we have to convince everyone to move their nuts. Right, said Jed. Easy peasy. It's only the start of the idea, admitted Chakaw. But let's all think about it for a minute. Surely we can figure out something. So they tried, each in their own way, to find an answer to the riddle. It did not seem like an opportunity for high tree, thought Jed. Maybe math would help. How much time would it take to find and move all the nuts he himself had buried so far? Was that a different number from how much time was left before the disaster arrived? How much time would be left after that, but before winter, to find more nuts? These numbers didn't calm him down. They made his head spin. Thought about how hard it was to get squirrels to do anything. Although Jip, of all squirrels, had gotten everyone to run up trees by crying, "Wolf!" What could you yell, she wondered, to get squirrels to run all together to one place without getting scattered every which way? How could you herd them? Why were squirrels so ornery? Why weren't they more like ants or bees even? Chuka folded her arms and paced. It was nice to have friends. It had felt good to have the idea about moving the nuts. She would very much like to have another idea. She tried to remember how she had done it. It seemed to her that the idea had come out of nowhere, like a lightning bug lighting up the inside of her mind. A leaf drifted past as it fell to the earth. The pattern of light and shadow shifted. Jed had been in a shady spot, but when he felt the top of his head being warmed by sunlight, he realized that valuable minutes were slipping away. "Has anyone thought of anything yet?" he asked. "No," said Chaka ruefully. "Not really," said "Me either," said Jed. "If only Chai were here," said "Why?" asked a voice from overhead. "What could he do?" All three of them looked up. A tall, handsome squirrel adjusted his beret, then dropped down neatly to their level. Jed's and mouths fell open. Their eyes registered astonishment for about 1 microsecond before shifting full on into joy. Then there were shouts. Then there was hugging. Then there were more shouts and more hugging. Chaka stood apart, watching. It was okay. She didn't mind. She was new here. But Chai saw her there, and he reached around Jed and offered Chaka his paw. "My name's Chai," he said. "And you are?" "Chaka," she said. "But my friends call me Chaka." "Chaka," repeated Chai. "We met yesterday, briefly, but I didn't catch your name. Very pleased to meet you again. That was a good idea you had about the nuts." "Wait a minute," said "How long have you been up there listening to us?" "Not that long," said Chai. "I wanted to have a brilliant idea before I jumped down, but I don't." "I know what you mean about no one listening. But I'm not sure I would listen either if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. It's not squirrel nature." "Squirrel nature?" said Jed, repeating Chai's words. "What is squirrel nature?" "I guess it's that we like games and we like stories." "How do you get squirrels to be serious?" And then another lightning bug flashed in Chaka's mind. "Maybe we don't have to," she said. "Maybe it's better if we don't even try." "You mean we should give up?" asked in disbelief. "No," said Chaka, shaking her head. "That's not what I mean at all. I mean, instead of fighting squirrel nature, maybe we can use it. Think about it. Squirrels like games. Squirrels like stories. Sometimes it works against us. Why can't it work for us?" Jed was the first to catch her meaning. "Squirrels will be squirrels," he said. "Don't fight it, use it." "What?" said, knitting her brow. "What are you talking about? Of course squirrels will be squirrels. What else would they be?" "We'll get everyone to move," said Jed, "and to move their nuts by making it a game." "That is going to have to be some great game," said skeptically. "It's going to have to be about the best game ever." "Wait a minute," said Chai. "Aren't you the squirrel who talked me into traveling 4 realms to find Jed? And you think we can't get our families and pals to play a game?" "I didn't say we couldn't do it," said. "I just said it would have to be a good game."
"Call me a squirrel then," said Chai.
but I think every game is a good game. You're right, though, said Jed. We should try to make this one extra good. Ideas flew back and forth. Maybe the game should be like Splat Whistle, or Travel the Terrain, or Bob's Your Uncle. There could be different positions on the team. There could be rhymes. We don't have time for any of that, said. Okay, said Jed, a little impatiently. So what's your idea? She hadn't been helping, and he thought she was being a poop, a stick in the mud. But actually, she had been thinking. Here's what I think, she said. If we call it a game, and everyone thinks it's a game, then it's a game, at least for a while. It needs a name, though, and there should be teams, and a way to keep score. But the most important thing is, everyone has to believe it's a game. Why will they believe it's a game when they don't believe us about the racket? Asked Jed. Because like all of you have been saying, said, smiling, we're squirrels. We want to believe in games. Chaka's face lit up. You're right, she said. That's brilliant. Let's call it Move. Perfect, said. The rest we'll make up as we go along. Paws together then, said Chai. He extended his paw. A paw from each friend fell immediately on top of it. Nuts to you, said Chai. Nuts to us all, they answered. It made them feel braver. They turned and headed for the grove. The relentless whine of danger edged ever closer. They did not notice how the relentless whine of danger lessened by one third, for about 1 minute. Chai had not seen messages, but one of the humans, having cleared the air around a stretch of buzz path, saw three autumn leaves suspended from the wires. It must have happened by accident. Things happen. But one on each wire? That was odd. He pulled the closest one off. Teeth marks. He studied it. He put it in his pocket.